Need quick funding for your farming operation? Get up to $1 million in just 5 minutes with AgCenter financing. Visit our website today to learn more and get started. That's fast, easy financing for your farm in just a click of a button. Contact the AgCenter today.
Hi everyone, this is Kylie with the AgCenter News, and today we are out here in the field at 4F Ranches with Michael Folio. He is a fifth generational farming family, and we are going to be talking about how they have strong roots here in the Central Valley, as well as what it takes to just run a family operation. So, Michael, first question for you I wanted to ask is, how did 4F Ranches start, as well as, I know it started with your grandfather, but can you elaborate on that a little bit?
4F actually started with my grandfather and his three sons, but prior to that, my great-grandfather bought this place in 1938. They had this 80 acres and a little dairy, and they milked cows and farmed and grew feed for the dairy.
I love it.
And then when my dad and his brothers got older, it became 4F, and it was my grandpa and his three sons that basically started 4F and kept 4F going.
Speaking on the dairy and starting your operation through the dairy industry, how did you guys kind of go into almonds, pistachios, wine grapes, raisin grapes, things like that?
So we had the dairy until 1987, and in 1987, dairy business wasn't good. And we had already planted a couple orchards of almonds, and we already had some grapes. And so in 87, there was an opportunity to get out and be able to essentially make the dairy side of the business whole by getting out and not lose it all. And so they decided to get out in 1987. And then from then they started to develop more ground into almonds and grapes and just kind of went from there.
What does that mean to you, being that like you're the next generation of this family that's going to be running it, you know?
It means, honestly, it means a lot, and it kind of means everything. It's just continuing that legacy of, oh, Folios, you guys have farmed here forever. Yeah, and it's just continuing that and hopefully continuing to grow the business and just find ways to continue to make it in tough farming economy.
So Michael, can you give us a little bit of background, you know, college, what inspired you to continue on the family farm?
Yeah, so after high school, I went to Fresno State. I got my degree in ag business, and my whole life I've always wanted to farm, and it's just been something that I've loved forever, and basically worked all through college on the farm, and as soon as I graduated, it was okay, let's go to work.
Is there any experiences or lessons you learned along the way?
Being a farmer isn't your normal job that you have a time that you go to work and a time you go home. It's you gotta get the job done. So it's like there's no hours on farming. It's more job. And it's just something that was instilled into me from a very young age.
Michael, what is your day-to-day look like running this family operation? And I know you have your own operation as well. So what does that kind of look like?
So day-to-day starts with I meet my guys out back and get them going and get them off to whatever job they may be doing that day. And then I meet up with my dad and my uncle at my Noni's house, which is grandma. And we go there and we have a cup of coffee, and, you know, salesmen, almond buyers, everybody stops in from time to time, and we'll have a conversation with them about just what's going on and kind of make a game plan for the day. And then we split off, and some days it's driving tractor, some days it's fixing equipment, some days it's checking fields, but it's always a little something different.
Has the economy affected your farm in any way?
You know, in ways it has, with, I'm sure, with every farmer. Thankfully, my family has always been more on the conservative side as far as economics go, and we've gotten ourselves in spots where we have most of our debt paid down, and we're able to self-finance the operations.
So being that your son and daughter are growing up here on the ranch, where do you envision them going, and any advice for them maybe 20 years down the road?
My hope and prayer is that they want to work alongside me on the farm like I have worked alongside my dad. Advice that I would give them is always keep God at the center of it all, because I don't know how you could be a farmer without having God at the center. And two, don't ever be too good for a job, because the smallest job on the ranch is as important as the most important job. And the last thing is, don't ever let anybody outwork you. That was instilled to me from a young age, and something that I still live by.
Wow, what a beautiful tour today of 4F Ranches. Thank you, Michael, for joining us. Tune in for more updates and In the Field segments with the AgCenter News, and we'll see you soon.
Want your company featured in an In the Field segment like this, or sponsor the latest ag news? Get noticed by growers in the ag community. Call the AgCenter News today at 209-454-5700. That's 209-454-5700. Don't miss out and get your name in the field today.